This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace, offering everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. Extensive options, ease of selection, and flexibility at your fingertips help make sure your time is wonderfully spent. Viator is the place to go to book experiences that will create long-lasting moments that make lifetime memories. And Viator has over 300,000 bookable experiences to choose from in over 190 countries. In fact, just last year, Viator helped my family put together this amazing adventure on the island of Kona, swimming with the manta rays, trying to avoid the barracudas. Whatever your wildest dreams, if you can imagine it, Viator probably has an experience just for you. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in Viator's world of wonderful experiences. Viator, one site, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember.
It's a love story. It's a family story. It's a story of lavish parties and lively conversation. It's the story of a haven for painters, poets, and intellectuals. A story of steamer crossings and priceless works of art. Of innovation and obsession. Of endless gardens, lush forests, and rolling meadows. It's a story of 1,000 men in the 6 years they spent creating America's largest home with 250 magnificent rooms, each with its own stories to tell. But all this can't even begin to tell the full story of Biltmore. Come walk in the footsteps of the Vanderbilt family and discover something magnificent around every corner, from the most minute detail to larger-than-life grandeur. Because as wondrous as the story of Biltmore may be, it can never be complete without you. Plan your visit at Biltmore.com.
And welcome to Cottage Talk Full Time. I am Russ Goldman. I'm here solo. I just wanted to do a quick full-time show after Fulham's 2-1 victory against Millwall at the Den. It was definitely a nervy ending, but Fulham dominated the play. I think you're going to agree with me on that. And at no point did I feel threatened, obviously, until the very end of the match, and I'll share my thoughts on that in just a bit. But in the end, Fulham get the victory. It just didn't need to be so difficult, but it was in the end. It was a typical championship match where, yeah, again, Millwall were second best the entire match, but they get the goal late from Afobe to make it a nervy ending. And I'm also going to ask the question, I'll ask this to the Fulham supporters who are watching live, because again, this is the first thought that came into my head. Is it time to make a change at goalkeeper? Is it time for Marek Rodak to get a start? The very end made me feel that way. How do you feel about that? Also, who is your man of the match? Share with me who your man of the match was. For Fulham, was it Mitro? Was it Carvalho? There are some good choices here. So I definitely want to get everyone's thoughts on who was man of the match. And again, like I said, I'm just doing a quick show. Definitely want your comments. I'll share them with you. I'm here solo. Again, just wanted to do a quick show and just share my thoughts. First half, Fulham dominated the play. Let's just say that. And honestly, Fulham deserved to be up by more than 2-0. They scored the two early goals. And it should have been three. And we'll talk about the turning point, because I think that there was a turning point in the match that affected everything else that we saw a little later in the first half. This was a dominant performance in the first half and in the second half. Fulham definitely deserved all 3 points. They deserved to win by more goals. And every time they had the ball at their feet, every time they went forward, they looked dangerous. I actually had someone message to me that this was Jokanović with an edge. I kind of like that. Do you feel that Fulham's play is Jokanović with an edge? Silva ball. Do you think it's just a different level of what we saw under Slavisa? Certainly isn't Parker ball. This is a very aggressive style, and Fulham were, again, on the front foot all the time. And again, it was just good to see. Like I said, the ending was extremely nervy. 2-1 doesn't really give you an indicator of how this match was. It just doesn't. And I think everyone will agree with me in that. And like I mentioned, if you're watching live, feel free to share your man of the match. And also, is it right for me to ask the question, is it time to change the goalkeeper? The very ending of that match made me very nervous, and the goalkeeper had something to do with it. Is it time to change from Gazzaniga to Rodak? Give him a shot. Curious your thoughts on that. Okay, so let's start here. Let's start from the very beginning. Let's talk about the starting 11. I'll just mention this real quick. And it's funny because I like the starting 11. I was looking forward to seeing Bobby Decadova-Reed, but again, there was a change at the last minute. And all of a sudden, you have Niskanen Cabano coming in for Bobby Decadova-Reed. And honestly, it worked because he assisted on a great goal from Fabio Carvalho. But again, I liked the starting 11. Did Fulham look any different without Harry Wilson? I don't think they did. I thought they just dominated the play. I thought Jean-Michel Seri controlled the play. I thought he did a nice job as well. When Frank came on, he did a nice job in the second half. But again, it was free-flowing football. And there really wasn't much to say about Millwall. Like I said, did they have their spells? I guess. But obviously, at the end of the match, they had their opportunity and they scored on one of their opportunities. But beyond that, did they really offer that much? And a lot of that has to do with how Fulham played. This has a lot more to do with Fulham than anything that Millwall did. Credit to them that they hung in there. And as I've always said, and others have said this too, when you have a lead of, say, 2-0, it's a very, very dangerous lead because the next goal can change everything. Thankfully, it was late, but Fulham needed that third goal, and they did not get that third goal. And that was disappointing. But let's get right to the first goal from Mitro. And again, great goal from Mitro, set up by Fabio Carvalho. You know, the announcer kept saying, you know, it could be tough for Fulham to hold on to him. I agree with that. But you know what? They have to do everything that they can to hold on to him because he is such a great player. He's so nice on the ball. He's just, again, he set up Mitro nicely, and this was a well-taken goal. And Mitro, I thought, was dominant throughout the match. Do you agree with me? Give me your thoughts on Mitro. And that actually, again, that was only in the third minute. And in prior seasons, you know, with Scott Parker, you might see Fulham not being as aggressive. Well, Fulham were aggressive. Right after that, they come up with a second goal. Again, this is set up, like I said, Niskanen Cabano, a last-minute add to the starting 11, sets up beautifully Fabio Carvalho, and he scores a goal. And again, it's a great goal. And Fulham are up 2-0 early, and I'm thinking, okay, this is great, but we have to continue to build on this. And that's what was frustrating, watching the first half. Fulham, I thought, were in cruise control. They could do whatever they wanted. But I kept saying to myself, they needed that third goal. And I'm going to say this as the turning point of the match, because, again, I think it came back to bite them later on. And that is what happened with Cavallaro a little bit later, because Cavallaro had a great opportunity. 31st minute. This was an unbelievable opportunity. This, to me, I thought was the turning point of the match, because if he scores, Fulham go on to win this match comfortably. I think you'll agree with me on that. And unfortunately, Fulham, you know, again, I'm saying unfortunately, but Fulham were up 2-0 at the half, and I'm still feeling pretty good about that. But again, it was still thinking to myself, they needed that third goal. And before we talk about the second half, I'm just going to share some comments that we have here. Let's see what we got here. Barry Clayton says Carvalho, he was outstanding. Let's see, and I'll just share a couple more. We'll go through this. Just heard Carvalho being interviewed. Sounded like he's here to stay. Let's hope so. I certainly hope so as well, Dave. And I think this is also for man of the match. Seri was great. I thought Seri was great. Nick Townsend, Carvalho, outstanding. And here's another one, Carvalho, man of the match. We have them all coming in. And here's from Gilrick. I thought Seri played very well. I really thought he played very well. I thought he controlled the play. So that's the way that I'm looking at it. Dave Croner also mentions Cabano play well. I completely agree with that. And I'll share this from our friend Steve Williard. Yes, Steve, I agree with you. Carvalho needs to sign a new deal. Well, let's hope he does, because I thought he was excellent in this match. The team was excellent in this match. Please keep it coming with your man of the match. I'll keep going through and share my thoughts now of the second half. And, again, I'll use this word, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong to say this. I thought Fulham were in complete cruise control, but I still felt that they needed that third goal. I thought the announcer kept saying the third goal was coming. Well, it never came. And I think that was an issue, because when you have that lead, of that two-goal lead, that next goal changes everything. They never got that third goal. They created some opportunities. And I also want to mention that Anguissa came on for Josh Onuma. I thought Josh Onuma played well, but it looked like he might have been dealing with a slight knock, and he came off, and Anguissa comes on. And who comes on as well at halftime? Matt Smith comes on for Millwall. So again, I found that interesting. I thought that he would play a role. He actually had a header late in the match that went over the crossbar, thankfully. But, he played a role in this match as well. But second half, I kept thinking there was only one team in this match, and that was Fulham, but they never got that third goal. And that's going to lead to talk about the goal from Benacofobi. And again, I think this was, believe it or not, I think this was a header, I want to say, from Matt Smith to Afobe, and then he scores. And then, again, this is in the 87th minute. There's still time to get the equalizer, and I'm thinking to myself, there's no way Millwall deserves to be in this match. But I put this on Fulham. They did not score that third goal. So they gave themselves an opportunity, but they were second best the entire match. But to their credit, they scored the goal, and then Afobe had an opportunity right after that. And then even at the end, like I said, I got very nervous with our goalkeeper coming for the ball. He, again, did not look dominant in his box. He looked very nervous. And I'll ask the question once again. Is it time to give Marek Rodak a shot? Because I'm starting to think that it might be. So, again, those are just my comments on that. So let's just talk about a couple of other things. And Dom, I totally agree with you. Nervous last 5 to 10 minutes. It did not need to be like that. It totally did not. But that's the situation that we had. But Fulham hold on for the victory. And it's a huge 3 points. That is the bottom line. They got the victory. And we should all be happy that they got the victory. So I'm going to give you guys who I think is man of the match. Please have them keep coming in. My man of the match, I'm going to give to Alexander Mitrovic. Now, he scores the goal, but I just thought it was so important for Mitro to be such a presence in this game. For me, it's Mitro. He heard the chant. I think he reacted to the chant, and I thought he played great. This is a great sign. He is so great in this division. I still think he can play in the Premier League. My man of the match is Mitro. Who is your man of the match? Actually, coming next, I want you to share who your man of the match is. Okay, guys. To end this quick show, give me your man of the match. I'm going to share some comments from the Fulham supporters. We're going to go through a lot of them. Let's see. Here we go. Man of the match from Dom is Cabano. From my friend Chris. What does Chris say? Mitro, man of the match, looks a different play. Chris, I completely agree with you. They are coming in thick and fast here. Let's see. Steve Reynolds says, Mitro seems happy dropping back and putting others in the wide areas, a chance to push on. Totally agree with that. Let's see what Dave Cronin had a lot to say about this. There will always be nervous times in a match. It won't be the last time. Dave, you are 100% right. Let's see what Ben Lawrence has to say. Carvalho, man of the match, followed by Cabano. I thought Cabano was great as well. Let's see what Nick Townsend has to share. Carvalho, man of the match. Keep them coming, everyone, because I want to share as many comments as we have. And Dom, to my question to the Foam supporters about Rodak. Yes to Rodak. Am I right? Is it time to change the goalkeeper? I think it is. I'm with you, Dom. Yes to Rodak. Okay, let's see what we got. Let's see. This is from Dean here. Only been three games. We definitely need to be happy as we're top of the league. We are. We are top of the league. Let's see what my friend Bradford has to say. The high balls in the box are a problem. It's not just the goalie. I agree with that. I totally agree with that. It wasn't just him. That's something that they need to work on. Let's see also what Bradford said. I think they were more unlucky than anything else. Team kept playing direct. Let's see what Ben Lawrence has to share here. No silly passing around the back and telling players to attack teams. I agree. I thought, you know, again, I like Silva Ball. I think it's been great. Let's see what Toby Jones had to share. I have no idea. It's incredible. Shows what you can achieve when you build a team around Mitro. Okay, let's see here. Let's see what MJ9FFC has to share. Yes to Rodak, having a shot to see how he does. Let's see what Gary Clayton has to say. Gazzaniga is way too hesitant. Rodak needs to play. Gary, that's my point in all of this. He's way too hesitant. He makes me nervous. So keep the comments coming. I'll keep sharing them with everyone. Ben Lawrence, didn't understand why Surrey was marking Matt Smith at quarters. That's a good point. Let's see what Robin Pendrell, my friend Robin. I have not heard from you in a while, Rob. Definitely Rodak for him. Let's see what Bradford Guth also has to share. Gaz does not seem connected with the team. It's a possibility. Let's see what Lars Anderson. I didn't mention Lars here. He has Cabano for man of the match. We have a lot of Cabanos. Again, I went with Mitro. I don't think you can go wrong with either one. And some really good comments from everyone. So three matches in, two victories, one draw. Dare I say it should have been 9 points, but we have 7 points. Everyone should be happy with that. That's promotion. That's promotion. Again, three matches in. That's a good tally right now. To be on 7 points in three matches, that's a very good tally. We should all be very happy. All right, I'll keep the comments for man of the match coming in. And I hope I say this right. Benche, Surrey, or Mitro? Like I said, I thought Surrey was very good. What does Steve have to share? Steve says, how confident were Ream and Tosin at the back? Takes a defense to win games also. Totally agree with that. Great comments from the Foam supporters. And thank you, everyone, for joining me. I'm doing this solo. I don't normally do this solo, so I appreciate the fact that you're doing this with me, basically. Gary Clayton. Can we also mention Cav and how he's come on under Silva? He's doing fantastic. He did. He is. He absolutely is. The only thing that I will say about Cav is that should have scored there. But, you know, again, he had those two great goals in the match prior. Let's see what Ben Lawrence has to share. Let's see. I think so. If he does well, it will then be Silva's headache. Who to pick? So let's see. Carvalho, definitely Dean Traverso. And again, we have some great comments. Let's see what Dave Cronin says. Foam will win the league by 15 plus points. I don't see that happening. I would like to see that happening, Dave. But we shall see. Okay. Let's see what Toby Jones. I'm going to share this and just keep them coming, everyone. Cabano. So we have a lot of good comments. Cabano was awesome tonight, just frustrated me occasionally with his final ball. I agree, Toby. But again, when you think about it, Harry Wilson to me is going to be such a difference maker with Fulham. And I was actually concerned that they would miss him today. Then when Bobby Decker Dover Reed couldn't go, I started to get a little nervous. But you know what? When you have someone like Cabano that can play well in this division, and then you have Cavallero that can play good in this division, and you have someone that is really coming into his own like Carvalho, we have some depth there. We need more players coming in. We've already, all of us have seen the reports about Rodrigo Muniz, and reportedly that's going to happen. That'll be someone else to bring on, but this is a good team. We'll see who stays and who goes, but this team right now really is looking good. I'm just going to share a couple more comments, and then we will wrap this up. Nice one, Rush. Show's always great. Thanks, Robin. Like I said, I don't normally do this by myself. So I hope everyone likes the fact that at least I did a show so we could just talk about it a little bit and share comments from the Foam supporters. And see what else we got. Zambo played great today. Looked like he wanted to be there, having so much fun on the pitch. Paul, I hope you're right. I would like to see Anguissa stay. I totally would. I thought he played well when he came on. Let's see. Let's see what else my friend Steve Reynolds has to share. Controversial, but should a talent like Kari Wilson look how Carvalho was fouled throughout but kept cool? It's interesting. That's very interesting. He did keep his cool. And hopefully Harry Wilson will learn from that because, again, we're going to miss him. But Carvalho was in similar situations, Steve, and he kept his cool. That's actually a good point. Okay, I'm going to keep some more comments coming. Let's see what Marcus has to share here. I feel Marek is a safer proposition in goal than Gazzaniga. Other than that, happy days. Okay, very good. So you're with me, Marcus. Very good. Let's see. As the comments just keep flying in. Our fullbacks will be key for us this year. That's a great point because Kenny Tete, Anthony Robbins, I'm going to put Joe Bryan in there as well. I think they're going to be key for us. I thought they both played well, and then Joe Bryan came on late as more as a defensive replacement. But, you know, again, he played well too. We really have some good players here, and I think fullbacks are going to be key. So that's actually a very good point. All right, last comment. And then I'm going to wrap this up. Thanks, Russ. Great show as always. Look forward to more. Thank you, Gary. Like I said, I just wanted to do a show quickly, and it's always good to have content. I also want to give credit to Sammy James, who did this by himself on Saturday. You know, he did his phone-in show, and I thought, you know what? Sammy did it, then I can do it too. You know, he did a great job on Full Mish on Saturday. He did his full-time show, so gave me the thought, you know what, I'm going to do it as well. So I want to give credit to Sammy James because he's the one that gave me the idea to give this a shot. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to wrap up this quick show of Cottage Talk Full Time. Thank you, everyone, for all of your comments and just joining me quickly for a very quick show. And we're going to have another show very soon to preview the upcoming match against Hull City, a team that I can't stand. But I look forward to it. I also look forward to the return of Jan Chenaeus, who's on vacation in Cancun. I look forward to doing another show with Giannis. But I'm going to wrap this up. And thank you, everyone. For myself, Russ Goldman, thank you as always for watching and listening to Cottage Talk. It's the 90th minute and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McDougal share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.